They knew what there is in reward for a person to be close to the imam for the khutbah. You will fight one another for that.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Before we begin our today's khutbah, I want to begin with some basic adab of Jumu'ah. From the adab of Jumu'ah is that a person, when you come to the masjid, that you prepare and you do ightisal, you wash yourself up, you freshen yourself up, take ghusl, and you put on not the best clothes, not the newest clothes, but the best clothes that you have on that day. Then you should put on some tib, some scent. It doesn't have to be oud or, you know, ward or something that is, you know, Arabic or Middle Eastern. It can be anything that you're accustomed to. Post that, you should pray 2 rak'ahs nafil after you've put on the itr or that scent. And then you should come to the masjid, preferably if you live close enough, mashi and walking. But if you don't live close enough, the car will suffice. You come, parking as far as possible so you can get that steps counted towards your ajr. And when we enter the masjid and you are entering the masjid, you fill the masjid to the best of your capability to the front without crossing over other people's shoulders, without having your leg go over the other person trying to find the one spot in the front that is empty, and you came at the end and now you're going to walk all the way to the back in the front. The last adab of Yawmul Jum'ah is at-taqarrub min al-imam, to sit as close as possible to the imam. As hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentions, more than one ahadith about this particular subject, but Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says that a person, when you enter the masjid, he says, enter and benefit from the dhikr. Wadnu min al-imam, and get close to you. For if you fall behind getting close to the imam, you will fall behind in entering Jannah. So one of the adabs of the Jum'ah is that when there is nobody in the front and you enter, to sit all the way at the back is against the adab of Yawmul Jum'ah. You should be the closest to the imam. You should fight. And in another narration it says, if they knew what there is in reward for a person to be close to the imam for the khutbah, then you will fight one another for that. So these are some basic adab, just a general reminder.